Hello, and welcome to this new series of podcasts brought to you by the publishers of Medical Economics. We are excited to expand this new medium for our message that adopting smarter business tactics frees you to concentrate on delivering better patient care. Support for this program comes from McNeil Pediatrics, division of Ortho McNeil Janssen Pharmaceuticals, Incorporated. Your host for today's event is Sandy Hayes Flynn, who will be speaking with our featured guest, Dr. Brian Primack, about improving patient education. Dr. Primack is an assistant professor of medicine and pediatrics at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. He is an expert in patient education and has received numerous awards and honors for his work in this area. In addition, Dr. Primack's work has been published in various medical journals, the New York Times, U.S. News and World Report, and the Washington Post. Now here are Sandy and Dr. Primack.
Dr. Primack, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
So let's talk about patient education. How are we doing with patient education overall?
Well, unfortunately, we're not doing great. Our research shows that about half of adult Americans don't understand even basic health instructions they get at their doctor's offices. And this translates directly into increased disease, increased hospitalizations, and increased health care costs. The Institute of Medicine estimates that poor health literacy, as we call it, costs our country as much as $69 billion every year.
Now, you just mentioned health literacy. That's a term that's heard quite often when discussing patient education. How do you define health literacy?
Well, officially, it is the degree to which individuals can obtain, process, and understand basic health information and services. And as I mentioned, about half of Americans are classified as having poor health literacy. That's 90 million people.
Wow. It seems as though a patient's health literacy can be impacted by many things. What do you consider to be the greatest determinants of a patient's health literacy?
The studies show that minority group members, such as African Americans and Hispanics, are more at risk. But overall, the majority of people with poor health literacy are Caucasian because of overall population numbers. Recent immigrants are also certainly at risk, as are people with chronic diseases.
Do these populations suffer from overall poor literacy, or have they just not been educated enough about health?
I think that overall literacy is part of the problem, but I think it's important to remember that it is a two-way street. A lot of the responsibility lies with us to improve the way we communicate with people about health.
We've identified some of the areas of patient education that need special attention and improvement. After a brief message from our sponsor, McNeil Pediatrics, we'll discuss ways to address these needs and help improve patient education.
This podcast brought to you by Concerta360.com. We are pleased to bring you information to help you and your practice succeed every day. For more useful information like this and to view full prescribing information, including the boxed warning, please visit www.concerta360.com.
Dr. Primack, it's clear that improvements in patient education are needed. What types of tools are most helpful to improve patient education and health communication? For instance, do patient education pamphlets work?
They absolutely can work. However, what's out there is unfortunately a mixed bag. Some can be very helpful, and others can be ineffective or even harmful.
What types of things are important to know about choosing patient education pamphlets?
One thing is that it is important to remember that the average American reads at an 8th to 9th grade level. So it is actually recommended that health brochures are written on a 6th grade level. It's also very important that they are not too dense and exhaustive. The truth is that people get overwhelmed when there are more than a few key points. In some cases, it might be useful for a particularly motivated or curious patient to have more information. But as a rule, simple is best.
And what about the importance of other tools like graphics or models?
Visual tools can be great. I carry around a prescription pad in my right pocket and an eduscription pad in my left. I use it maybe even more than I do the prescription pad. For just about any condition out there, there is something that I want to draw. And patients tell me that they keep the drawings on their refrigerators and use them to explain to their family what is going on.
Dr. Primack, what is the Ask Me 3 initiative?
You're right to bring it up. That initiative is very appropriate to this discussion. Ask Me 3 is a tool developed by health communication professionals. They want to encourage patients to ask three questions at all their office visits. One, what is my main problem? 2, what do I need to do? And 3, why is it important that I do this? I know it might sound simplistic, but research really does show that when patients ask these questions, communication and even outcomes are better. Although a lot of the Ask Me 3K